Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. In 2017, in a five-part initiative to support women creators of film and TV, the Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment launched its first ever screenwriting competition called Greenlight Her. The stories for the competition had to be by, for, and about women in New York City, and the selected winner would get their story produced and funded by the city. Now, according to the city, 300 scripts were submitted, and eventually they were narrowed down to just two, which New Yorkers had the opportunity to vote on. The winner was Half-Life, the story of a New York location scout named Patty, played by Larissa Olenek. Hi, Larissa.
Hi.
Who had decided on the cusp of her 39th birthday to return to her passion of screenwriting, but, well, she has kind of a tough agent who kind of forgot about her, played by friend of this show, Nancy Giles.
Woo-hoo.
She has a husband, played by Matthew Humphries. Hi, Matthew.
Oh, hello.
He's having his own sort of midlife issues, we'll say.
What are you talking?
And she is navigating an industry plagued by gender inequity while also trying to be a good mom. Let's take a listen to a little bit of the trailer.
I thought that location scouting had become your true passion.
No, that's not my passion. I'm a screenwriter. I am passionate about writing.
Where the hell are we?
Mexico City.
Me and the kids, we're not important to you?
Moms can have midlife crises too!
Haven't you ever wanted anything so bad?
The Arts in Action, Rankin Screenwriting goes to...
Produced with the Fierstein?
Fierstein,
thank you. Graduate School of Cinema. The show was created by Patty Carey. That was Patty.
Yeah, Patty.
Herself, a location scout whose credits include HBO Succession and the films The Greatest Showman and Beautiful Mind. Half-Life premiered on May 10th on the city-owned channel NYC Life. And it airs every Friday night through May 31st. But you can stream it at nyc.gov/media. Welcome to All of It, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Allison. Thanks for having us.
And full disclosure, I interviewed you guys when the show had its big debut at the Tribeca Film Festival. So
yes, it was great.
Full disclosure.
Yes.
So
Patty, is this officially your first writing credit?
It is, yeah. It's very exciting. So I've been in the business for a long time, but my first project of my very own, which is an amazing opportunity through the city and really the result of a lot of hard work from everybody involved.
How long had you been writing and have you been writing?
You know, I think the hard part with writing is finding the time. So, of course, I graduated college with a degree in journalism a million years ago. And then, just like with the show, life gets in the way. And, you know, I feel like everything is the hardest part. First, it was finding the time to write, finding a story to write. Then it was finding the time to write. And then it was just going through the entire process. So, I mean, we worked on Half-Life on my own for about 2 years before the show came out. And then it's been another year or two working with the city to get the show produced.
So it's not just one of these magical things like, hey, you got a grant, you wrote it and it became TV.
No. I wish it was.
So Larissa, how would you describe where Patty is when we meet her, when we first meet her in the show?
Well, it's we start with her 39th birthday, which I can relate to. and I think, you know, the kids are sort of at the age where I guess, you know, she's done what she can do as a parent. I mean, not that they're, but they're at an age where she doesn't have to be present 1,000,000% of the mm-hmm. time. And I think it's kind of just that reminder of what did I put on hold mm-hmm. to give this my full attention and maybe how much time can I carve out for myself right now? Because I think that that's really what it is. I think for anybody doing anything in any stage of their life, it's like, am I carving out the time for myself, whatever that is?
Mm. And it's that great point when Nancy Giles' character, Rosalind, says, like, I thought that was your passion. She's like, no, my passion is this other thing that I was doing and I want to do again.
And I think it's so easy to let those things sort of collect dust under the metaphorical thigh master.
Yeah, and I think especially when you're kind of a type A personality and you're used to giving everything 100%.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden you're giving, you know, 1% to your family and 1% to your husband and 1% to your job and 0% to yourself.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
So Matthew, bringing you on in.
Yes.
Her husband at this point, Jeff, he wants to be supportive. He's trying, but he's having his own thing going on. What's going on with Jeff?
Well, I mean, I think Jeff actually, for me, I've always felt like Jeff is someone who had this sort of realization that I think Patty is going through now, a few years ago. And he recognized where his sacrifices and where his compromises were. And he wants to just be happy and be content and have his wife be happy. And as long as she's happy and he's happy and we're, you know, supporting the family, then everything is good. I think what happens for Jeff is once Patty starts embarking on this new sort of, you know, exploration of this journey and getting satisfied, then the balance gets out of whack. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, the compromise and the sacrifice doesn't start to feel as evenly weighted, I think. And so it starts touching some buttons for him.
And I think that's pretty common, though, in relationships when, as you grow a little older, and especially for the husband, we've all been working so hard to get to this point in our life when we're comfortable. And Jeff probably thinks we've finally gotten to this place of comfort, and now Patty is taking us away from that all of a sudden. Suddenly, maybe there's not as much money or as time or as fun, everything he thought he had signed up for.
So, Patty, you had mentioned that this had been in development for a while. What changes were made from the pilot to what we can watch now?
Well, I think, you know, the
me. You.
Well, first of all, Larissa, amazing Larissa joining our cast. I think, you know, for me as a writer, what was, of course, difficult, being a novice showrunner, if I, you know, dare call myself that, would be really trying to grow a story. And we were trying to grow a story in only 4 episodes, which is a little tough. You know, you want to be able to fill it out and give a long story and give a lot of character development. But we had 4 episodes to do this. And what we wanted to see was Patty's growth and be able to capture that. But of course, with all of her faults along there as well, we wanted to make it feel real, but also give it the opportunity to feel like she was achieving part of her goal.
My guests are Patty Carey, Larissa Olenek. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And Matthew Humphreys. We're talking about Half-Life, which airs Friday nights at 10 on NYC Life through May 31st. But you can go and stream it all right now at nyc.gov/media. Now, you guys, people, if you're working actors. As soon as I saw you on the screen, I recognized you. I was like, oh, yeah, she's a madman, yeah. So you've worked in sort of more traditional programs. What was it like to work on something that is sponsored by the city, that's part of a competition, that's brand new? I've got a brand new showrunner. Mm-hmm. What were some of the similarities? What were some of the differences?
Well, I think there was a different level of excitement. I mean, it wasn't just like, oh, old hat. Like, everyone who was involved, especially since we were partnering with the school, everyone who was involved was really excited to be there and be learning. Mm-hmm. And so there were a lot of firsts for all of us. And actually, for me, it was my first time. I filmed in New York before, but this is my first time, like, really getting that nice chunk of filming in New York. Mm. And the day that Finnerty and I did that walk and talk through Washington Square Park, I was geeking out, like, just geeking out, being like, oh, my God, this is my Sex and the City moment. No joke. I mean, it's part of the reason why I wanted to move and work here. And it was really my first opportunity to get to do that for a chunk of time. And it was a complete delight. Filming in New York is fun. People do not care.
No, they don't.
Yeah, I think there is I'd piggyback on that. I think that idea that there was no one on set who felt like they were showing up, they were used to the 18-hour grind, they were just excited to get their day done, mm-hmm. and get home. I mean, everyone was excited to get the day done, and there was certainly pressure to do that, but no one had that energy of, you know, this is just a job.
This
for
is a gig.
Me. Like,
mm-hmm.
let's just get it and go home. And that adds a certain amount of excitement. When you have, you know, Patty is a first-time showrunner, sure, but knowing that this is like her baby and this is her life and this, it brings something sort of sacred to that space. Mm-hmm. And so,
and it's a different level of responsibility.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hugely, yeah.
So you want to honor that.
Completely.
You love having her around. She's a great leader. Then Larissa coming on, she's a total pro. So she set the tone for everyone. And it was like, it was a perfect combination of kind of newbies and this new sort of, you know, experience that we were all trying to make happen. But it also felt like we all knew what we were doing and we could all trust each other, and it was fabulous.
I mean, I can second that too, in that I was coming off The Greatest Showman was the job I was location managing. Yeah, when I got
that's a big big gig.
It was, and it was a big gig.
It was basically the same thing.
But it was. It did feel, you know, different responsibilities for me. And of course, to your point, the excitement of having my own opportunity, my own show. But I never felt like we were smaller than the shows I'd worked on in the past, because we did such a, you know, the crew, our costume designer, our production designer, our location manager, they all did such an amazing job of stretching this small budget, which really wasn't that small, you know, again, thanks to the City of New York with the fund. But we had this great team of young people who were excited to be on the show. Mm-hmm. And even, you know, I know being in the business for so long, you do. Sometimes you feel like you outstage your welcome in a certain position, which is part of Patty's journey in the show, realizing that maybe she's needs to move on. And we did it a great job of making everything work and feel like a big show.
Mm-hmm. Was there something in the making of this that was a non-negotiable for you that had to happen?
I think, you know, it's interesting. One of the things we talked about when we first met you was you asked Larissa how it felt to play a character that sometimes does unlikable things. And that really stuck to me in the conversation, because that came up a lot with our producers, Jamie Zellermeyer and Jonathan Wax, and then even with Larissa and Finnerty Steves, who play, you know, Patty's friend Rachel. And it was really important to me that she feel real, like a real mom, like me and my friends. I feel in so many shows that I watch, and I love TV, I watch every show, that it's so important that the characters be likable all the time. And I just don't feel like that's always giving you the real life perspective. I know there's a show that I love, Kidding, on Showtime, Jim Carrey's show. I don't know if you've seen it. And there was this great scene with Kathleen Kinnear, who plays his sister, where her whole world was falling apart. And then all of a sudden, her little daughter was playing like the flutophone or something in her face. And she finally explodes. And she's like, shut up, just shut up. Yeah. And I thought, oh my gosh, somebody gets me. That's me. It's okay to have this moment where you yell at your kid and tell them to shut up. And then, of course, what happens in most shows later on is there's this beautiful, heartfelt conversation where the mother or, you know, whoever it is redeems themselves. And I thought, well, now you've lost me because now I don't feel that kindred spirit anymore, because you don't always come back with that great speech as a real person. And so I wanted to make sure that we tried to stay real with our characters, but at the same time, having Patty feel aspirational enough that we could empathize with her and enjoy her journey with her.
Yeah, that if I can jump in there,
of course,
I think
go.
It's interesting that I remember some of the makeup scenes, right? The sort of apology scenes. And they're always super brief, which I think we enjoyed, you know, just sort of touching on. But then it was always followed up by an extraordinarily sort of buffoonery kind of moment. You know, some big joke or sort of just...
And like, that feels like real life. You
yeah,
know, you try
yeah.
to, you sort of give a sorry and then maybe make a joke out of it a little bit.
Well, I think because I think the love is there. That's
definitely.
That's
yeah.
what it is. I think the love is there, and we all recognize, like, we're all just doing our best. We're all just doing the best we can.
Trying from point A to point B. My guests are Patty Carey, Larissa Olenek, Matthew Humphreys. The name of the show is Half-Life. It's available at nyc.gov/media. One of the truths about the show is this idea of you can have it all. That was really, really, I thought you explored that fallacy in a really real way.
Thank you.
Is that from your real life? I mean, is that just from your experience as a mom and
yeah,
talking to your mom friends? And
it is. It's funny because, when I first started writing it, the term half-life, I took it more from the scientific version of a half-life, the idea that you sort of reach this point in your life and everything starts falling apart. But the more we made the show and we wrote further episodes, Jamie Zellermeyer, our producer, and myself, we kept calling it, we're half-lifing it. You know, I'm taking the kids to school and then I've got a meeting for another organization that I'm on. And then, you know, I'm going out with my husband. And there's a million things. And I think this idea of pushing and pulling and, you know, as a creative person and, again, wanting more for yourself and how do you do it all. And I remember when I was a location manager and I was working 60 plus hours a week and I would have these conversations, how do I move up? How do I continue this sort of career path with my kids? And I would use the term all the time, you know, at what cost? And it was hard. And I think, but eventually what I learned was it probably wasn't so much at the what cost of doing the job, so much as at the what cost of wanting more for myself. And obviously being willing to give more on a show like this that feels more like my show than somebody else's show. Again, it's just growing as a person, but then realizing how the push and the pull and the give and the take. And certainly it's hard as any working person, not just moms, mm-hmm. but really wanting to give. I remember a woman I was working with was a producer who said, why, as the single person, is it always expected that she should stay late, that she doesn't have to, you know, that you have to get home to your kids.
Work Christmas or something.
Yeah,
right,
exactly. Yeah. So I think we can all feel that universal feeling of being tugged in every direction, whether it's an aging parent or a kid or some other group that wants our attention and we can't give them everything that they want, especially when you're a person who wants to give 100%.
Larissa, what's a truth in this show that you think's important?
Well, I'll piggyback on that then. No, I mean, I don't have a family, and I still don't feel like I can have it all. Like, I don't even have a cat. I can't even keep my plants alive. And I'm still, I'm still trying to carve out a room of my own, you know,
exactly.
To give myself that time. I guess having it all means whatever it means for you,
right.
And you're the only one who can really. And I think that's probably a constant redefinition, like as we evolve as humans. I think that's kind of the thing to keep in mind, that you are allowed to change your definitions of yourself and of what you want.
What about for you, Matthew? Hard out in 45.
Yes. Oh boy, thanks. Give me the hard out. I think it's the truth is that life is a juggle, and when you have the family and you have, you know, whether it's the reality is you're a single person or a family, you have these things that you're juggling, and it's important to keep a balance. And I think Patty does that beautifully.
Oh, which one?
You, Patty.
Which Patty?
That is the question. The name of the show is Half-Life. Please check it out at nyc.gov/media. Patty, Larissa, and Matthew, thank you so much for coming to the studio.
Thanks.
Thank you for having us.
This is All of It on WNYC.